Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is time for the spillover with AD. Raph is, I think, in Alabama today, you're saying. Is that right, AD? Is that where he's at? Oh, hang on. Yeah. There we go.
Yes.
He's in Alabama.
Bama back on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, but although he'll be on the streamline.
By the way, This segment's sponsored by our friends at Score One Smoking. Go see hi to Chris at ScoreOneSmoking.com. He's got barbecue rubs and sauces for all your meats for the summertime for grilling. I know back to school is in play, but you can still grill this time of year. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Again, by the way, quick thank you to Phil Ruhlman and John Benton from Ruhlman Steakhouse. Brand new, opened up a couple weeks ago. Over 2,000 people have been served already in there. It's been a great start. And they can seat 150 in their main room, 60 on the outdoor patio, and 120 in their actual event space, too. So it's 300 people.
What's the name of the place?
Ruhlman's Steakhouse. R-U-H-L-M-A-N apostrophe S. Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
I want to say that's the east end of Ashland.
It's just shy of Iron Horse Golf Course.
Okay, you know what?
It's easy to find.
I really like going to Parker's. Now I got two places in Ashland to go.
You do?
Parker's Rib Ranch. And then just sometimes just keep going east.
Mm-hmm.
And go to Ruhlman's.
Yeah.
And that was an excellent segment. You heard the chef say, oysters are a passion project. I like that.
That's pretty cool.
No, I like that because I like oysters, and I bet they're good. You could tell by the presentation by Phil Ruhlman and John, his chef, that it's a high-end place.
Yeah.
They take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So, AD, it sounds like a good place to take your family.
It does, man. I was salivating just listening to you guys. I'm like, man, I'm not even hungry, but that sounded good, man. Yeah, and all the places that the younger gentleman that he worked in Boston,
no,
he was
John
in Providence.
Benton. John executive Benton. Chef. John Benton, the executive chef.
Yeah, he's, because I remember when he was at, I don't know him, but when he was at the venue, too. I mean, they
you
always.
Do? You remember that?
They always have, I've never had a bad meal at the venue, first of all. Obviously, a friend of the station. Scott Ritter and Scott Barclay, Jeff Barclay and Scott Ritter, great guys. But just listening to his journey, I'm thinking, man, he packed a lot already in 30-something years.
Sip said he had a full career at age 23.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Sip said he didn't go the Culver's route.
Nothing against Culver's.
I love Culver's, but, you know, this guy's been in some kitchens
before,
man.
He's been in Germany. He's been in Boston. He's worked for the Patriots. I mean, he's worked a full life at 35 years old.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He'd call it quits and say, I've had a hell of a life right now.
Doing something he loves, too.
He has.
Might as well keep going, though.
Well, he might as well keep going. Just pulling the eyes. It's an incredible run so far.
Yeah, you got to get us set up, Jake.
Yeah, we're going to have, we'll announce a live remote.
Bill will be all over you.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, he's going to be all over you, Bill.
Well, we got to get a remote there and at Early Bird. We got to figure this out. Yeah. You know, we got to get just things on the schedule.
We got to get on an Amtrak or something.
Can I give an update on that? I have an update. I'm sorry I didn't tell us Bill on the airwaves. I get some breaking news for this, probably. This is breaking news. I think it qualifies as this.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so the Amtrak trip is set. I'm going to Denver this weekend. I'm going all the way to Denver.
Bill's going to kill you for not mentioning
this. I forgot to mention it on the show. I'll bring it up
Coach
again.
Coach Bush is like, what's
He's
going on
here? Right now. Bring him in. He wants to come out. Yeah. So the thing.
Wait a second. What's the deal?
The reason why it has to be this weekend is because the fantasy draft is the following weekend on August 20, 4th. And so I have to get this punishment done before the draft, or else I'm kicked out of the league, basically.
You got to go to Denver on an Amtrak.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Yeah, well, I have to take an Amtrak 3 hours away, and so I said I might as well go somewhere that I know people. I'm going to Denver on
to see your sister.
The Amtrak leaves at 12:46 a.m. Saturday God. Morning, oh, and it God. Gets there at 7:58 a.m. in Denver Saturday morning.
Well, who's calling the Olive Garden in Des Moines?
Well,
I'll plan to be there.
I'll call them.
Set me back.
So much for that.
I will apologize to the Olive Garden.
Going to Denver.
We had over 200 breakers signed up.
Well, we can still do another Amtrak. It doesn't have to be one trip. It could be something that's just, you know, well done, and we do it again.
I don't know who you are.
Bill, you know who I am. It'll work. It'll be just fine. No worries.
We just had the steakhouse and we were on such a high.
We are still,
we're on such a high, and all of a sudden this just happened.
We're still on a high.
I told Jake, you're going to be.
I'm sorry, Bill.
You're going to be all over him on this Ruhlman's thing.
Yeah, well.
Now, Jake.
Yes.
You're getting on Amtrak Saturday. So Sunday morning, technically.
No, Saturday morning. So basically, here's the deal. So Friday night, I think I'm going to go to this concert at it. Pinewood Bowl, Blue October, Switchfoot, Matt Nathan's. I'm going to see Blue October.
Why not?
My wife is going back home to Crofton for the weekend, so I don't have to go.
You're going to go see Blue October?
I'm going to see Blue October.
I saw that dude in the airport.
I know you did. He's from Omaha, I believe you said, yeah. Something like that. So I'm going to do that and stay up, and I'm going to try to sleep on the Amtrak if possible. I'm going to do my best and see if it's possible to sleep on the Amtrak. I've never been on a train like that before. Hang on. Sorry.
I'm a little lost. Why are you going on Amtrak?
Okay. Let's rewind. It's a good question. I'm going on the Amtrak because I finished last place in my fantasy football league last year. Now, we don't talk about fantasy football unless there's something hilarious that happens like this. I won the league 2 years ago. I finished last this past year.
So there's punishments.
Yeah,
so the punishments, you have to take a train?
There's options. I could have, you know, ran a half marathon, which I probably should have done. It's, you know, fitness. It could have worked. I didn't do that. There's something else I didn't want to do, and this was the third one. Saying the Amtrak would be kind of fun. It'd be kind of a good experience. I've not done it before, so that's why I chose this. Now, I am really pushing the limits going the week before the season begins. But I told these guys to sell that as far as why it's okay. I'll be inspired to not finish last next year because I will have rode a train for 8 hours. Basically.
When are you coming back?
Coming back Sunday.
Not via the train?
No, I'm not coming back on the train.
How are you getting back?
I'm going to fly back.
So
now I'm not flying back. The flights to Lincoln are insane. I'm not flying back to Lincoln. I'm going to fly back to Omaha. I'll either fly back to Omaha or I will rent a car. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not taking the train. It gets back like at 3:15 in the morning Monday, which I guess it come right here after that, potentially.
Well, that'd be hard. You don't want to do that. Too.
Yeah, it's easy to get an Uber from Lincoln to Omaha to Lincoln.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the price?
No, it's going to hit you for about 80.
Okay.
Okay, not bad.
No, it's not bad. Maybe like, depending on what time it is, because they got their surcharge too as well.
It's like going to be like afternoon.
So you paying $100, really? You paying $100?
What's up?
You paying $100?
He's probably going to pay $100.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. So what are you going to do in Denver?
Well, I got some friends out there. I got my sister's out there. I think we're going to play some golf maybe.
There you go.
I might go to a Rockies game.
Oh, I would have told you that before I ran a half a marathon. There's no doubt
about
that.
Oh, would you do that?
I haven't been to Colorado.
No, I wouldn't run a half marathon.
Okay, you take the Amtrak.
I would
to
take
Denver.
The Amtrak, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have not been to Colorado since New Year's. I tried to go out there in the summer, but I didn't get there this year. So that's the update on the Amtrak trip. I'm sorry I didn't tell Bill on the airwaves. It's my bad. I forgot to.
Who are you?
I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud of this moment. I failed everybody. We'll address it tomorrow. I'll get chastised. And
you will get chastised again.
Deservedly so.
You will. So. You're going to get it. Get ready for that.
I'm ready for it. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon. Green is next for Steve Silpo and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.